The way officials tell it, Boston has become the victim of an electronic blight. With fewer than 600,000 people, the city has 4,000 to 5,000 video games, not just in arcades, but also in drugstores, pizza parlors, supermarkets.
In some sections of the city, we have a machine or two machines, and sometimes three machines, in virtually every single corner store in a neighborhood.
City officials today announced that video games no longer will be licensed in residential areas, only in commercial and industrial neighborhoods. Officials say they are responding to complaints from parents that children have skipped school or stolen money to play the games and made a nuisance of themselves.
Senior citizens have rights. They have rights to go into the laundromat and wash their laundry in peace. They don't have to go by two or three machines or kids congregating and passing fast remarks as they walk in and terrorizing them in some instances as they go in.
Under the new regulations, licenses for about half the video games already in Boston are unlikely to be renewed. One MIT study of more than 800 video game players found no basis in fact for an underlying fear expressed by parents during public hearings that video games lead to violence. Though a conclusive study has yet to be conducted, Boston went ahead with its restrictive rules. The industry plans to fight City Hall in court. There have been skirmishes before as smaller communities acted, but now a full-scale battle has been joined between the video game industry and its opponents. Steve Young, CBS News, Boston.
Everything's recording right now. I'm a recording, you're a recording, we're all recording.
Only you're life's recording.
You're retarded, let's go.
Don't pull out my headphones.
Stab you. Go all put right. My headphones, dog.
Turn my headphones up!
Well, what episode is this? Is this an official episode number, or is this
12.1?
It's episode 2013,
PAX.
This is PAX 2013.
It's off the numbers.
Alright, so this is
episode
April 12.
Proof.
It's April proof. No, 12.4 was last time, right?
No, 11.4 was last time.
So this is 12.1 because we're going to have, what, 3 days of nonsense?
Yeah, this is our PAX East episode.
12 and a third.
Evening one. We're going to be here for 3 days.
Oh, we should do this two more times.
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Francis.
We're a bit exhausted. It's the end of the day.
We're going to do it on Sunday.
We'll do it on Sunday. I don't know. We'll find a time.
Find a way.
Donde esta la
We've seen a lot of video games today at PAX East. So,
a lot.
Well, let's introduce ourselves first. I'm Corey Atwood.
I'm Susie.
My name's Johnny.
He's our special guest star this episode.
I'm
sitting
Roger,
in.
Waffles, what the fuck ever.
Did your microphone just go out?
No.
All right, just speak up, all right? Handsome Joe on the scene.
Holler.
Yeah, this is going to be a bit touch and go because we have it all set up in a hotel room, which just fucked us in the ass, by the way.
And we're all hammered.
We were supposed to have four beds, and we have one bed. A couch.
Sausage Festival.
Sleeping in his hands of despair.
Sausage Festival.
But we did get 75% off the room, which is pretty good.
It's all right. A miracle we made it here in the first place.
So we saw video games today. Who wants to talk about what they saw first?
I'll go.
All
right. Whoa. So jump right on.
The first thing I saw, I was surprised how quickly we get aligned to it, but me and Johnny saw Diablo 3.
Yes.
Was it PS3?
And it's very interesting. The lady told us they're adding a dodge roll, which adds a lot to the game. It's a quicker way to get out of
Gears of Diablo.
No, it's not like
Gears
that at all.
Too much of a conclusion you're jumping to.
It's a quicker way to get out of AOE
grubs.
AOE attacks, so it's pretty detrimental to the game and adds a lot to it, but they're not putting it to PC. And anything you had to say, Johnny?
I mean, it definitely felt smoother on the PS3 rather than on the PC. It definitely felt like it was made more for that platform. Mm. But it's kind of disappointing that they are adding no new content to the new release, because in what way do you ever think that a PC person is going to buy the game when it's the exact same game?
So they're not adding any content at all?
Well, none whatsoever. When I asked the woman, she said it was just a complete port and not an expansion anyway. New classes, no new content.
Blizzard's not marketing it to PC players. They're marketing it to console people that didn't buy it for PC, so
right.
I don't care.
I'm going to buy it, and I hate
see?
PC games.
Did you
play it
at all? Corey
will buy it.
I don't need
that
to
makes
buy it,
no
I'm
sense.
Gonna buy it.
The flick of the way that you do that dodge roll is a flick of the right stick, which I found to be
just like what, Two Human? Oh, just like
is it two human like that?
Oh yeah, two human it was attack like in a direction, right?
Yeah, that was attack direction. Yeah.
It was
that
very
was
odd.
Dodge.
There was no what I really disliked
I know
about
games
it.
That are like that, though.
There was no lock on at all. There was no lock on feature for the ranged attacks. You just had to
there's,
turn and face.
Yeah, there's no lock on Diablo either, but that's the mouse.
The enemy will
care.
Get highlighted though,
but
right?
The enemy will be highlighted, yeah. But you have to like after you'll dodge roll, you have to turn around and look at spiders or whatever you're shooting at, which. I assume the right stick would be like.
Don't complain. Just enjoy.
It and it's
just
only
enjoy
a flick,
Blizzard's FMV.
FMV.
Just enjoy Blizzard's
the full motion
scenes.
Video.
Yeah, just enjoy the cutscenes.
Full motion video.
I don't understand what you're talking
just
about.
Just enjoy Blizzard's cutscenes. The best in the
I
business.
I understand
who
what FMV is, but I don't understand what that meant.
Who cares about the gameplay?
It.
Blizzard is known for like their incredibly high quality rendered cutscenes. Just watch those, and who cares about the game? That's all you're there for.
Do you fucking know anything about Blizzard at all?
That's what our podcast is about.
Are you fucking
sure? The game. Either way, I thought the right thumbstick to do the... I didn't mind the dodge roll, but I did not like using the right thumbstick to do it.
Just
I thought
do
it was
a barrel roll.
Do Thanks. A roadie run.
If I had the joke thing queued up, I would have played that. But I thought there was a bad use of button mapping.
You
but
played it?
I did, yeah. I played it for a little. And my headset was wet when I put it on my head.
Some sweaty
which really
nerd was playing it for you.
It really grossed me out.
Some are wet. Some are greasy.
Yeah, you would
and the worst,
one.
Yeah, they're the ones that seem like
Dude,
they're
dude,
like dry.
Saw some like chick... wearing some sort of cosplay costume, and he just got all hopped up on cosplay hormones.
It was Mr. T.
Semen seeped out of his ear.
It was Mr. T touching every headset.
We did
he
get
was
a picture
wet.
Taken with Mr. T, and he was very wet.
He was wet with fucking
Mr.
pride
T was damp.
And courage and muscles.
Man was working hard.
Mr. T was damp.
So after Diablo 3, we went to go see Might and Magic 10, which Ubisoft just announced as one of their new games that they were showing. Oh, also, I believe Blizzard did not announce their new free-to-play MMO that they were Titan, I think was the code name. Looks like it's a card game called Heroes of Azeroth, or...
It was something Heroes of Warcraft.
Yeah, so something along Warcraft the... It was like a card game. I think that's their new free-to-play game. So it looked interesting. But after that, we played Heroes of Might and Magic 10. It was the old-school turn-based first-person RPG. You got four guys at the bottom of the screen. The action's going on the screen. It's a lot like Legends of Grimnok, except it's not live action. It's turn-based. And it was a lot of fun. It brought me back to my days of being a kid and playing all these games on the PC. So, and after that, I still saw
play lots of games on PC.
That's true. I do. not old old games like that, which get me excited. But and we also saw City of Steam. And
You guys played that Marvel game, right?
Yeah, we played Marvel Heroes. Johnny played it, so.
Yeah, definitely. It feels like it's just a Diablo clone, mostly with Marvel characters. Rather disappointing that, based on the popularity of most of the characters, they changed the price. I feel like buying characters is kind of a shitty way to do it.
You could spend $200 to get all the characters, and Deadpool was priced
what?
At 1,200 points.
Deadpool's not worth $1,200.
Well, I guess that's a bargain, considering on the thing it said over a $750 value, so to buy them all separately would probably cost you around $800.
Is
I'm
the
guessing.
Game itself free to play?
You'd have to ask him.
Susie's not.
Yeah, I think it is. It's free to play. You have to buy the characters.
Individual characters.
So Iron Man will cost you like $12 to $20. Deadpool will cost you
what?
$12 to $20.
An individual character
yes.
will cost you...
Yep.
So if you load the game up, you can't play it until you buy a character?
No, you can play with like the fall characters. It'll probably give you like, I don't know.
Spider-Man.
They'll probably give you like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, Captain America, the
right,
Hulk.
But you can buy like
Scarlet Witch.
Stuff like that,
microtransactions.
And I played Neverwinter. I already played that, so talked about that last year.
You got a fresh little bottle.
I don't think I played anything else.
Potions in.
Sleeping Dogs.
Sleeping a dog?
The other game, Watchmen. No.
Watch Dogs. You watch a video.
That was very unimpressive. This is going to be a video that nobody's ever seen before, but it was the fucking trailer we all saw.
It was a video everyone has seen
before.
It was
the same
before.
One from a different perspective.
And I'm
completely, like, killed my buzz for that game.
Yeah, and I'm going to say one thing.
Really didn't.
One thing right now. I watched the video for the 2013 Game of the Year. Saints Row 4.
Oh. That game is...
Yes, all right, hang on. Yeah, I want to put context in here. You guys snuck into a screening of that.
No, me and Joe waited in line.
The line was not long. The line was very quick.
Yeah,
but we got to the front of the line.
And some chick dressed like one of the twins from the third game
goes... She sneaks to the front of the line. The guy lets her in. Roger sees this and is like, you know what? This guy just let her in. He's letting me in. And he just totally guilted the guy into letting us in. The guy looked at Roger, knew he wasn't in line at first, and he was like... Go in, gentlemen.
But he
knew exactly what
saw.
He did. He knew he was caught. He knew what he'd done, and he knew he was like, you know, the only way out of this. Go ahead, sir. Come on in.
So, did you guys watch a sizzle reel? Did you watch someone actually
no,
play
it
the game?
No, was playing
gameplay
the
demo.
Genesis of God.
What?
The Genesis of God.
Was it a mission? That was the name of a mission.
No.
You're
that's
just using
what we
that
saw.
Term for
that's
no
what
reason.
We saw.
I can get
that's
into it.
It's not very
if
descriptive.
Want.
Someone who's
what
more
day
descriptive,
does it come
tell
out?
Me.
August 20th.
August 20th, 2013.
I will describe what you saw.
Release date for the game of the year 2013.
A day which will live in infamy.
There's a gun, the dubstep gun.
It's no, it's awesome. What is it? The wub wub? Yeah, the dubstep gun.
It makes people dance.
Yeah, and
it makes
awesome.
It makes wub wub and it pixelates things on contact.
And like shockwaves come out of the gun that like kills people.
So what happened in the game video? Did someone do a mission? Was someone?
Yeah, you start as the president and he's wearing like his patriotic Uncle Sam uniform and he does. You know in the original game you go up to some punch somebody and you get like hit in the nuts.
Yeah.
So there's new moves like that. So you slide in the nuts, punch him, like do a suplex. He can stone cold stun people. Then he gets in like a big wheels and crushes cars.
The big wheels, the fucking monster truck part was.
They do the rocket launcher. You can make it a guitar case. You can make it a super scope.
Like Desperado.
Oh, you can make it a super scope.
Yeah, you can make it a
super
scope rocket launcher.
Okay, so did you guys
skins?
Did you guys watch a mission or was someone just running around?
Just random gameplay stuff.
Yeah, it was like an 8 minute. Everything we can fit into 8 minutes, like powers,
superpowers. You can jump on top of buildings.
Yeah, the coolest thing, like with the crack monster down, truck. Like, you know, like you know, normally you play Grand Theft Auto and you hit something, like run it over, and you're gonna bounce around. The monster truck just levels things as it goes over them, so you're
awesome.
Just crushing things as you're going.
Awesome.
It's cool.
What superhero things do you guys see?
Flying.
You're Neo.
It was
super
the Matrix.
Jump, super power, super combat.
You were Neo in the
Neo. Yeah.
You have telepathic skills.
In one of the trailers, someone looks like.
You can freeze. You have like freeze breath.
Well, one person
like
looked like a purple version of the Flash.
Adam Jensen.
One of the trailers. Did you guys see?
Yeah, but you can customize your character to look whatever you want.
Different. Did you guys see any of that superpower customization?
Yes, they showed the super speed, super jump,
super
telekinesis,
speed, like,
freezing.
When you're super
you have like super beat up moves.
When you super speed, you can just hit a car and a car just flies off the screen.
Yeah, it was
crazy.
Amazing. On his mechs, there was like a mecha. Mech control,
mech
like you know the destruction challenges they did in the third
like
one,
a mech warrior
the rampage
version.
Type.
And
yeah,
he said like you can unlock it for just using whenever you want.
Yeah, just like you'd unlock the jets at the end of the third game.
It's gonna be amazing. Rocket launchers on that thing. It has a jet.
Did they guys? Did they give you any sort of release date or no?
August 20th.
We already said that.
Sorry, I got all excited. Talked about superpowers and monster trucks. I totally
game
forgot.
Game of the Year 21-3.
Yeah, so out of all the things I saw today, I was most excited about Might and Magic 10. Just to relive my
what does that mean
younger years. But anything, Johnny? Did you see what pleased you the most today? Video game related.
Come on, spit it out, Junior.
I don't know. I can't really talk on anything that like you didn't already go over. But
yeah, you guys saw.
Well, there was that one chivalry game that was
Chivalry.
Like I've always thought it would be cool to have like a Skyrim type game that would turn into a first person shooter, like all PvP, and that's what that game is mostly like. And when I played it, I just realized that that's actually a really fucking shitty idea.
It looked like almost everyone was doing melee combat.
Yeah, and the melee combat is really slow. You feel like you have almost no control of your character once you swing the weapon once. Like, there's no, like, recovery from it. There's no way to change it into a block or anything like that. And as soon as you go to hit somebody and you fail, you just get shot in the face by somebody else with an arrow. It was, pretty disappointing, actually. I didn't get to play it for super long, so I can't really, you know, say too much about it, but it just felt disappointing to me.
What was the name of it?
Chivalry Medieval Combat, I believe.
Yeah.
Chivalry something, yeah.
Chivalry. Yeah.
I mean, I should have known as soon as the game starts talking about being chivalrous, it's going to be just shitty.
Opening doors for women and shit.
That's the whole game, is just being polite to women.
Buying them flowers and shit.
Picking up the jack.
No. Listening.
That's a mini game. All right, anybody else see anything?
Yeah, I did.
Machinima.
What?
I saw
the Machinima Jade and Sub Zero.
I saw some gameplay footage for Saints Row the Fourth.
We talked about that already.
Oh, yeah, but you wanted to know what I saw.
I know, and I asked you, and you said Genesis of God, and we're not descriptive anyway. So we
can describe.
We moved on.
Talk about Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs was on. What I saw from Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs
today
is baloney.
Made me not want to get it.
Watch Dogs is baloney.
So
YouTube the sizzle video that came out of the.
How
PS4
did it detract from it aside from just not show you anything
it was the
new?
Same thing. And
but that
like,
doesn't that didn't make
it
look
again,
bad.
And I was just like, ugh, it just doesn't look that good up close now.
Now that I know that it's going to be a PS3, Xbox, or PS4, they don't even know it. It turned me off to it too.
It will be a PS4 launch.
It says PS3 at the end of the video. It says coming soon for PS3, PS4, Xbox, and PC. That's what it said on the bottom. So it's like, is this going to be next gen, or are they half-assing it? It's
one of those ones that straddle
it's
a next gen.
They're
like
flip-flopping. They don't even know. They don't even want to abandon the money they're making now, so they're like doubling up. Like, make a crappy game, and put it on the next gen and just say this is a next gen game.
We were very excited for this game until we saw a trailer that is a trailer we already saw, and then suddenly it's a crappy game.
Well, if it's going to be a PS3 game, then just make it for PS3. I'm sick of these like supposed next gen titles.
They did that with Zelda and the GameCube, though. I mean,
yeah,
that's
but they're doing that with Assassin's Creed, too.
Twilight Princess was a good game.
It
Assassin's
was,
Creed.
So why can Watch Dogs not be a good
Assassin's
game?
Assassin's Creed is supposed to be a next-gen game, too.
I just said I soured on it a bit.
You did. I think you were just resentful that you did not see anything new.
I think the problem is they went in saying
this is
going to
be
next-gen. This is something that's not going to be released to the public, and what they give us is the same trailer we already saw. It's very disappointing.
It is disappointing to not see anything new,
but
that doesn't mean the game's going
to
be.
When you see the same trailer three times, it's like watching a movie 20 times. You're going to be able to start picking up the faults and everything that's wrong with it. You know, okay, so you run over here, go into cover. All right, the game is telling you to beat up this guy. All right, now the game is telling you to chase this guy. Okay, now you have to run away. All right.
So it was the exact same chase scene. There was nothing different.
They
about
just did it from different camera angles. Instead of
just
seeing it from a cinematic camera angle, they said you saw it from the security camera angle or from somebody's like, you know, cell phone camera or from like news cameras.
I wonder why they would do that. It's odd.
They just
they're
wanted
a
different perspective on the same thing.
It's Ubisoft.
Yeah,
because
they're Ubi Montreal. Just like when you had to play.
I still think it looks good.
Just like when you had to play. When you had to play State of Decay and climb a cell tower.
How was State of Decay?
State of Decay was fun.
State of Decay needs some work.
Well, it's not finished.
Yeah, they need some work.
No.
Microsoft Joint.
No, that's made by Undead Labs, and it's published by Microsoft, so it's going to be an XBLA and PC game. But it's like a... It's weird. It's like an open-world zombie game where you will collect survivors, and you will build up like your group, and you'll defend certain areas, almost like a tower defense game. And there's... You know, there's parts where it's like a shooter. I don't know. It was really cool. We're gonna put a video up on Blast Magazine.
The
so
best
you can
part
see
about
it
is it wasn't made by Ubisoft.
There's more goodness to it than that.
That's a very strong contender for the best part of the game.
I'm actually gonna go see Black Flag tomorrow. Stay in line with me.
No, stay in line.
Let's go see
what else did we see? I feel like there was something in the Capcom booth that maybe tickled.
Me and Johnny also saw Splinter Cell Blacklist. But I'll let you continue.
Did you sit down and watch that little video?
We stood next to them while they watched it. See, it's for some reason they let people stay in the line, but it was like an open area, so we stood on the side and watched it.
And didn't have to wait in line.
It looked pretty good. If you liked the previous game, which name I can't remember at this point.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, we kind of got a little bored.
What was the last Splinter Cell?
It was the one where he was trying to find his daughter. It's not Pandora Tomorrow.
Taken.
It's not Chaos Theory.
He has a daughter? Why would he even go
there? He had a shaved head. Like, his head was shaved, and he was like a criminal.
Yeah, it was,
Conviction.
Yeah.
Dollar.
Was it Confusion?
Yeah, that's the one. That was like the last one.
So that was like the that was the action-oriented one.
Sam Fisher
Chaos Theory.
He's on borrowed time. How did that series?
No, they got a new voice actor for this game.
What?
And he's younger.
Did they really?
Yeah.
It's not Sam Fisher.
It's not.
Michael Ironsides.
It's not Michael Ironsides. I was gonna say Jeremy Irons. Yeah, it's not Michael Ironsides.
That's stupid.
Is it a prequel?
Michael Ironside was Sam Fisher.
I don't think so.
You don't know if it's a prequel?
No, it's just a reboot, but they're not saying anything.
A reboot.
Don't tell anybody, but it's not the same voice actor.
So wait, they're rebooting but not telling anyone?
It's not
a reboot. It's just got a new cast.
Roger's totally confused here.
They just got a new cast. It's Ubisoft.
State of Decay.
They do what they want.
Ubisoft makes that game
How
too?
Many zombies?
They do what they
per
want.
Square capital.
Ubisoft.
They do what they want. Okay.
Ubisoft.
Just for the
they
record,
the
we are at a convention where
Canadian
Ubisoft is
EA.
Present, so you can completely go up to Ubisoft and tell them exactly how you feel, but you won't do it.
What do you mean?
But you will
I
bitch about them on the podcast, but there's no way you would confront a single member.
Ubisoft person tomorrow.
The avenue for
your
gripes and complaints is right there in front of
okay.
you.
Okay. This will go up on the website before any video of you confronting anybody, so I would just like to tell the listeners, don't expect that.
I'm going to Ubisoft confront.
You're going to get some poor PR girl that has no idea what you're talking about.
I don't care.
And some corporate guy is going to fire her for not handling you correctly.
Someone to listen to my
the guy that actually made the decisions to add microtransactions and like you play to every game is going
to
fire her
for
being
incompetent.
The guy who
thought it was okay to keep the fucking same one.
It's going
to
fucking be Hannah.
Poor Hannah's going to lose her job because
of microtransactions. We did see Cliff Bleszinski today.
Cliff.
Dude, he is such a bro. He's a surefire
Why
bro.
Why didn't Cliff put his arms down?
Yeah.
Tiny little guy.
Time out.
He was very bro-y.
I think we can all agree that his wife's a fucking dime piece.
Yeah, his wife is very attractive.
Well, when you make that much money, I mean, you can't be bringing home anything less than a B.
Clifford, as I like to call him.
Clifford B.
Clifford Bleszinski.
He did well for himself. I didn't even know he was there. Like, everybody was just looking at his wife, and they were like, oh, Cliffy B standing next to that chick.
The man has chicken legs, let me tell you. He's got big upper body, small lower body.
I thought he got smaller. Remember that video for Gears of War 2 when his arm was like as big as a tree trunk?
No, that was not
fake.
True.
Boy, implants.
He's still dreamy.
That's not true. He's always been a little guy.
Cliffy B.
Yeah, he's never been tall.
He's a handsome looking guy, though.
Fuck that guy. Judgment's awesome.
I don't know what you just said, Francis.
I said, fuck that guy. Judgment is awesome.
Judgment is here. I did not play it. You own it already.
I own that game. It is good.
I'm getting it.
It is more. I don't have any problems with the cover. When I hit A, I go out of cover. When I hit A again, I go back into cover. It is phenomenal.
Which game has problems with cover?
Gears of War 1 through 3.
Really?
What?
Yes.
What?
No.
I don't think I ever had a problem with them.
No, Francis.
Three is considerably better than one. They've gotten better. But
two doesn't count because that's like a fucking upgrade on one.
Yeah, two I couldn't play online. It was infuriating.
Two was Gears 1.5.
Thank you. Judgment's good.
All right. What else do we see?
Well, Capcom. We still haven't even touched Capcom. With it. It's like you want to save best for last.
I don't
want to.
I could gush on that
game
forever.
Yeah, just gush so we get out of the way, you know?
Yes. Someone tweeted.
Announce it. This is the big reveal to the world.
All right, let me find a...
This is one of Capcom's two unannounced games
of all time.
What was the second one?
Remastered.
No idea.
They're remastering DuckTales for... Very excited for that. If I can find a more appropriate... There we go.
Is it coming out on XBLA and PS?
Yes, and PC.
Are you
and
getting it
Wii U.
On PS and XBLA?
No,
he's
going
to get it on
I'm
PSN.
I'm not sure what that is. But
PSN. Is
I will probably get it on Xbox Live.
And you're not going to get it on PSN?
No, I'm not going to.
I will PS all over
you.
Don't you
want a physical copy of it?
In why would
years,
you?
You're never going to be able to find
this
it.
Is
yeah,
not,
exactly,
this is not the Dark Ages. Okay,
look,
this is modern
I want
times.
A physical copy of a game like
you
that. That's a game
you can get
that
a digital
loves.
Copy and be happy
that
and
game,
be thankful that
you
don't have
USB
to put it in physical space.
Your own little label, stuck it.
Normally, I don't care about digital downloads, but DuckTales is very important to me. I grew up with it. It's my favorite game of all time. And
imagine
if I know it's remastered, I would like
a
physical
download.
They were giving out posters, which I got, and I was... very excited to get that.
Frame that thing.
It's going to be framed as soon as I get home.
I know it is.
And
you're probably going to use it as a masturbatory tool, too.
Maybe once or twice.
It is a tube, all right? It's a tube shape right now.
They had the one level, the Transylvania level, and they've added a few things to it. Pretty much, like, a lot of the old level is there, and all the old enemies are there. They've completely
did
remastered
did you beat it in
soundtrack.
23 minutes?
I was kicked off because there were a bunch of people behind me who had to play.
You should try to beat it in 23 minutes like you beat the other one.
Well, they don't. That's what I said. I told the guy behind me, I was like, if they let me stand this long enough, I will beat it inside of 20 minutes. But they only have the one level. They haven't completed the game yet. So
should
they
beat
only
it in 3 minutes.
The game's not finished?
Nope. Okay. Not finished. It might be the Summer of Arcade. It should be in the Summer of Arcade.
Summer of Complete. Arcade?
Yeah, the Summer of Arcade they do every year. So it should be available for that, but I couldn't get a firm release date. And they would not confirm whether or not it's going to have the multiple endings like the first one did. It was
multiple ending
choices.
Yes.
It was multiple
DuckTales choices.
Nintendo
oh, yeah, that's right. If you didn't get to the top before them.
Well, you'd have to repeat it, but if you
yes.
completed the game with enough money, you would get the ending where he had, like, a shitload of money.
Yes.
And you could complete the game with no money, and you get the sad ending where he, like, cries. So
I always remember the ending where they play the DuckTales song. I used to dance.
Oh, dude, as soon as I put the headphones on and the DuckTales song started, 100% erect. It was so good.
Weird.
This is the best PAX ever for me. Like,
just for that, though. In all honesty, this PAX so far has been, being a Friday, we don't know what's going to happen on Saturday.
It's definitely smaller.
But it's half as big as it was last year. Legitimately,
it does feel smaller.
Half as big.
It's definitely smaller, and it doesn't have those juggernaut boots.
Yeah, there's no Borderlands 2. There's no Duke Nukem. There's no Borderlands.
Thank goodness.
I know. As much as Duke Nukem was crap, the booth was nice. They had the girls and the king's chair
booth
and all
was
stuff.
Cool, yeah.
They put a lot like the Aliens the one. There's all kinds of crappy games last year that had great booths, like
the
Aliens,
Max Payne,
Duke Nukem.
Booth.
Yeah, like they had crap games with good booths. This year they have a bunch of crap games with a bunch of crap booths.
Yeah, 2K knows how to do a booth. They had that giant Borderlands.
Yeah, the only
booth
thing 2K has now is a big panel, like a couch and like a bunch of people
they don't
talking.
Have any games coming out right
but
now?
They had the Spec Ops one last year too.
BioShock
like
Infinite.
Boss and
oh. Yeah.
They Bioshock Infinite panel is tomorrow, right?
I think everybody kind of has
no,
blew
I
it for Friday.
I have to check the thing.
I'm pretty sure it's Sunday.
But either way, the game comes out probably before this podcast will hit the internet. So
Friday was a letdown. Let's see how good Saturday
is. I was not let down at all by today.
Well, you had the DuckTales high, that's all.
Yeah, I'm still on that high. And Johnny and I saw a couple of like indie games that looked really cool.
They were good games.
Johnny, what was the name of that horrific name? Of it was a
Drop That
runner.
Beat Like
that
an Ugly Baby?
Yeah.
Drop That Beat Like an Ugly Baby.
Why would you drop even an ugly baby? That's someone's
Wait,
baby.
That was the name of a game?
Drop That Beat Like an Ugly Baby.
That
is true. Why would you drop an ugly baby? It's only going to make it uglier.
Yeah, poor baby.
Wait, what was this game about?
It was like a first-person runner, similar to like an online browser game I had played before, where it's like you're basically just dodging in between small areas, trying to get as far as you humanly can.
Yeah, like you're moving. The mouse targets you, and there's obstacles coming at you. And if you get close to those objects, you get extra points, and like it lights up the screen, it changes the music. So you have to. You have to dodge these things that are coming at you, but you have to make it really close, so you have to, like, be a daredevil as you try to get through them. I don't know. It was really cool. It was really interesting.
I just want to drop an ugly baby thinking about
I that. There was one game that I showed Roger that was just even more ridiculous, though. It was, like, Soda Drinker Pro.
You saw that?
The first-person soda drinker simulator and the best first-person soda drinker simulator in the world.
Okay.
I was looking at it like, is this for real? And the guy was like,
oh, my God.
I love this.
Was it playable?
What? Yeah, people were playing it. It's
what
like
do? Do you
I don't know.
Soda?
You drink
the
soda.
The whole thing
yeah.
was a first-person soda drinker. There's a soda with a straw sticking towards the screen, and you're running around looking for more soda with this soda in your face.
And you can drink soda on the beach. You
yeah.
can drink soda in outer space.
Oh, is this for real?
Do you actually have soda?
There's a soda drink in your
Did
face
you
on the
have
screen.
Soda?
All right. It's a first-person shooter.
Instead of a gun, you have a bottle of soda, and you're just sitting there looking at the bottle of soda while you move around. Okay, but
That's
in
it.
Real life, you don't have soda.
So it's basically a prequel
Stop
to the first-person dick sucker?
Okay. Dude, there...
Yeah,
it
could have been.
That guy...
Might as well have been.
The guy
the
who made first-person soda drinker has been emailing me for like 6 months, and he's like, do you want to check out this game? You can get a free copy of this game. Do you really want
Dude,
to check it out?
Dude, get the free copy!
Well, I checked
soda
it out.
Soda Drinker Pro!
I went and I looked at a few YouTube videos, and I'm like, okay... Where's the punchline? Because
it looks to this.
It looks ridiculous, and this guy is so pushing it. But you look at it, the game looks
it's awful.
Horrific.
It's
it
horrible.
It looks terrible. But like, there's got to be a punchline.
There's no
here.
Textures on anything.
No,
it's just polygons.
It's got to be a joke. It's got to be a joke.
It's a very elaborate
What's
joke.
What's the joke though?
The joke is this guy's
worst. Somebody
awful.
Actually got paid to
made.
Make that game. That's the joke.
Continue the joke.
I'm working on it. I want to go see him tomorrow.
We saw Drunken Robot Pornography? Was that the name
it
of the game?
It was fucking terrible.
Yeah. It was a fantastic name. It like Johnny and I were like, yeah, we want to fucking play that. But Johnny sat down and played it, and it looked kind
of
bad.
Literally the first words out of my mouth were, when does the fucking pornography kick in? Because it had nothing to do. There was no alcohol. There was basically the only part of the title that was in it was robots. And
so
the whole time you're running around like an area that's treacherous because there's edges everywhere. But the robots are always in the sky, so you can never fucking look at the ground while you're trying to kill the same thing. So you basically just always die by falling off.
Yeah, like if the ground was flat, it would have been okay, but it was, you know, textured, and there were raised areas. But there was no way you'd ever look at it, because the robot is a giant robot in the sky that you're always shooting.
Yeah, you could never be simultaneously shooting and moving, or else you would just fall off. And
then that
made it much more difficult to dodge anything the robot was drunkenly doing.
Yeah, there was no sign that the robot was drunk. I don't
know.
No,
he seemed rather sober. His aim was pretty fucking good. I never saw him like randomly hit a dog on the left side of the room.
The game is called Drunken Robot
Pornography. Yeah.
It includes none of them.
And there's no alcohol and no naked biddies.
The robots
so.
Were supposedly drunk, but we saw no signs of them being intoxicated.
Who told you they were supposedly drunk?
The developer, the guy who made the game.
What an asshole.
I wouldn't call him an asshole.
Honestly.
Well, that's
We're
a bit hard.
That game could have been much truer to the title and been a much better game. That's
what
I'm saying.
Asshole.
But
if the game was titled What an Asshole,
but
you'd...
Whatever
yeah.
the game was, Beating Infants or whatever the game was called, that game was great.
There was a game called Beating Infants?
Well, Dropping Babies because they're ugly.
Are you sure?
Dropping Ugly Babies?
That was good. And we saw
Drop
a game
that
just before
baby.
that was very similar. It was a first-person runner. You controlled a ship. It kind of looked like an X-Wing type game. What was it called? Race the Sun?
Yeah, it was Race the Sun.
It looked really good, and Johnny and I were really into it. We're like, oh, that's really cool. And then we went and saw it, you know, Killing Babies or whatever
Drop
it's called.
The beat like an ugly baby.
And that one just blew it out of the water. Even though the other guys were really cool, this game looked way better.
We actually felt kind
of
bad about that because Corey made a little bromance with them right before we realized that their game got blown out of the water by the game we saw 2 seconds later.
They were really cool. They were nice guys, but we couldn't hear their soundtrack either. The soundtrack of Kill Babies was.
That's
way
true,
better.
But the one having like the.
What kind of soundtrack do you have to Kill Babies?
It's not. It's just for everybody to know. It's Drop Baby. We're not killing babies
yeah,
at PAX.
Just drop the baby.
Drop
right?
it.
Don't
ugly
kill
babies.
It. Just drop it if you have to.
Just for the record, there's
Speak
a lot
for yourself,
of dubstep.
Francis. All right.
Are you okay, Roger?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're fading.
I'm not fading. I'm good.
Are you okay? Is it just me, or is there a lot of dubstep at PAX this year?
Whoa, 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 whoa,
I like
whoa,
dubstep
whoa,
now.
Whoa,
there's so
whoa,
much
whoa,
dubstep
whoa.
At PAX.
Where did we hear dubstep?
That is not necessarily a bad
Everywhere,
thing.
The whole time we were there.
I heard it for the Saints Row 4 thing. But
Wait, what was the other gun in Saints Row 4? The dubstep gun?
Yeah, the dubstep gun.
There was another one.
Oh, the exploding
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the expanding gun.
Expanding gun.
And
expanding
then you have telekinesis.
Yeah, the guy just blows up.
You have telekinesis and freeze powers.
Do you stick something in him and inflate
no,
him?
No, like it's like it looks like
it's
a
like
horn.
It's like a ray gun. And they inflate and their eyeballs inflate really big and they go.
Hilarious. That game is going to be awesome. I can't wait.
So that's what we're looking forward to the most. Do we see
it's aliens?
I can't wait to play the last mission of that game so they can pick like the perfect song.
Halo 4 was there.
Who cares?
I've owned Halo 4 for many years.
All right, The Last of Us was there, right next to Microsoft.
Yeah.
Microsoft wasn't showing anything new.
I didn't wait for The Last of Us.
State of Decay, but I might check out Last of Us tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll get it tomorrow.
Very long line for Last of Us.
No, it wasn't even long, but they capped it before I went in there. Like, the line was only, I don't know, maybe 50 feet, but
I saw it went around a corner, and a bunch of people were sitting down, so right out, I just wrote it off. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm
it wasn't that bad,
down.
Though. Around that corner and then around and through, it wasn't that bad, but there was, like, 20 stations to play it, so it would have moved quick,
okay.
But they capped it. I left to go get a game for the DS, didn't buy it, came back, the line was capped.
That's why DuckTales took so long, because there was one game for DuckTales, and everyone's demo was 7 minutes, so it took forever, and I was only back like 8
7
people.
Minutes in heaven for you.
Yeah, I can attest to that. I walked around PAX at least like 7 times while you were in line.
Yeah, you left for like an hour and a half and came back, and I still didn't play it yet. But it was worth it. It was worth standing in line
for. Media
forward.
Pass didn't get you in
worth
the front
of
that
you.
Line, did it?
It didn't, but Roger
Son
and I are going
bitch.
There first thing tomorrow morning, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
Anything else? Do we see any other games there?
WildStar had a big booth.
That's that cartoony.
I didn't.
It looked alright.
It's supposed to be interesting because you can build your own houses, build your own bases in PvP, and action-oriented combat. But it looks a little too.
Night, will we?
Roger's fading and he's mad at everything.
Wow. Okay.
Angry.
I guess
your head was almost under the table a second ago.
I guess we're done here.
I'm not mad.
Did you see any comics today or any iPhone games?
I didn't see.
Well, we didn't even talk about Elder Scrolls Online, Francis. You were rebuffed.
Yeah, well, that's going to wait until tomorrow, so.
Bethesda told you to screw.
That and Black Flag I'll be reporting on tomorrow.
Black Flag.
I can do a report on that game right now.
Crap.
Do it.
I'm
just
sure
push forward,
it's
press
gonna
A button.
There's going to be pirates
crap.
And water in it, but the fucking gameplay is going to be the same one.
2 minutes
time.
Gameplay, 3 minute cutscene, 2 minute gameplay,
God.
3 minute cutscene.
Very
it took you
very
much
thorough
longer
analysis
to realize
of the game
Assassin's
never played.
Creed 3 was a pile of garbage than it did I. But you found out, Francis, and you traded that game in before you finished it.
How many
you know
iterations
why?
Of a Assassin's Creed game did it take for you to realize they were all the same?
Listen, like Ubisoft will ride that pony. They don't care.
I'm really hoping
they don't give up IPs.
I'm really
hoping. Splinter Cell. Look at it.
I'm not going to lie. Black Flag looks good, but I refuse to be drawn in by a setting again.
Don't
I was drawn in for by
doesn't
the setting
don't
for Assassin's Creed.
I'm really hoping they're going with the Far Cry 3 open world. You have a ship, you can sail anywhere and
no,
then go to these places.
Won't.
I hope they keep it open and seamless like Far Cry 3.
It would make sense
because
ship.
Assassin's Creed was so segmented I couldn't get into the game because, like, all right, you're in New York, you're in Boston. All right, now go to the forest. All right, now go to this guy's house. All right, now go to the forest again. And then you have to. It was so disjointed and terrible. Now go to New York. All right, now
hey,
you're going to Philadelphia.
You're a guy in a
like,
hood with some knives. Stab people.
That's
what they hope for, is
that
people will be entertained.
And the story had so many. The prison, whole prison part was so full of plot holes, it was terrible.
All right, yeah. So you guys want to wrap this up? We'll compile
yeah.
all the shows together.
Yeah.
Eat my balls.
All right, we're tired, and we've been drinking since, like, noon. So we're going to wrap this up, and we'll hit you guys back tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Balls in your mouth.
All right, so day two of PAX East, and I'm pretty sure yes. PAX East won because
yeah.
we were all very tired.
PAX East and the
today.
Distance we had to walk today won.
Yeah, we did walk. We walked an obscene amount of space, but we did only pay $2 for beers, so that was good. But, all right, so who saw what today? I think Susie saw the most.
Francis saw the inside of an Elder Scrolls Online line.
Hey, let him go. Yes. Well,
can I do that last?
Let's break yours up, because you have a lot of games you saw today.
I did. I saw a bunch.
Start from the top.
Yeah.
Shoot from the hip, Skip. Let's go in order of worst to first.
Undercut. You didn't say it yesterday.
Okay, yes.
I said it yesterday.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Of course I did.
So
I think I did.
You did. You called me Skip.
Yeah,
all
see,
right.
I did.
I saw. I went to. I waited an hour and 15 minutes. But I didn't check the time.
An hour. It was more than an hour.
Francis, you texted.
Minutes,
you went in there at 10. You texted me at 1:30 that you
it was
were
like
in
almost
there.
3 hours.
Yeah, it was like 3 hours.
To see Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Oh, my mistake.
Black Flag.
You did a lot of line standing today.
You saw Black
yes.
Flags.
I told the.
You seen the Black Flag?
I told the listeners that I would do both, and I did both. And Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Black Flags.
Was not worth it at all.
Deuce. Okay, so describe exactly what you saw.
So I went in, and then they intimidated us.
What do you mean? Did you get the eyeball? What'd they do?
There was one lady.
She walked the plank.
She was like 5 feet tall, and she was telling us, you know, blow up your pirate swords, and if you like something, cheer, because we're marketing.
Wait. Hold on. My soundboard's not working.
That's fine. So there's four guys looking all strong arm and shit, and they're like, if you take out your phone, we're kicking you out. Because they don't want anybody recording it. But I don't know what they wanted people to record because there was nothing to see. Everything you've pretty much seen, you've seen already. Just like the Watch Dogs trailer. They're like, okay, now you're going to see some gameplay. But it wasn't really gameplay. It was like bits and pieces of like cinematic. He's jumping off this. Here's the ships from the distance. Okay, he's swinging on a rope onto the other pirate ship now. There was nothing like, here's the mini map. Here's this. Here's that. I'm going to walk you through it like the Saints Row. It was just like Watch Dogs, where it was just like...
Were there any hay bales on the ships that he was jumping off?
No, he just jumped into the water.
Watch Dogs is Ubisoft, and yeah. Assassin's Creed is Ubisoft, so why would you expect that the level of quality of their presentation would be any better?
Yeah, it was most if you're going to go to the Ubisoft booth, Might and Magic 10 was where it was at. It's funny, like, the smaller games are, like, where you go to, like, actually play them, and, like, the big-name games are, like, hidden in secrecy.
Yeah, I think Johnny and I played way more indie games than we played anything else.
Yeah.
We played a shitload of them. There's no line, and they're, like, more than friendly to, you know, come over and, you know, hey, come over here, try this. They, like, are all hawking their games, and a lot of them were good. We did play a few clunkers today.
They were very hit and miss, though, with the indie games. They were either, like, really fun or just absolutely shit, like Soda Drinker Pro. What the fuck is that?
I did see that today. Like, you there was one level where you were inside of a mouth, and it was just like a floating picture of a tooth. That's all that was in the hole, and he just walked around and drank soda.
Yeah, you just float really slowly.
There's a punchline to that game.
We soda cans while fucking having a giant, like, McDonald's cup of soda in your face the entire time.
Yeah, that's all you do, and, like, you can tip it back and hold down the button, and you tip it back. I was watching a guy play it, and he was like, so what does it do when I drink the soda? Oh, you just drink the soda when you drink the soda.
What if you drank the soda in real life while you played the game? Maybe that's the punchline. It's a game you play when you're thirsty in real life.
Another really bad game we saw today was Oregon Trail Director's Cut.
Oregon Trail, what?
Oregon Trail, as in internal organs.
Oh.
That's what it said?
Yeah.
That still doesn't help
out. It was a fucking
out.
Really shit. It was like a zombie version of Oregon Trail, except that you had no choice in what occurred. And
could you be a banker from Boston?
No, but I did not put
a ton of money in money. That was one of the things I chose.
The funnest part of that game was putting in names for our team because they were entirely inappropriate, and that was about it.
Yeah, we just left a lot of inappropriate names there, and that was the best part of the game.
Clam sandwich is my favorite.
Clam sandwich. I like jam sandwich.
Clam sandwiches. I don't like clams, but I like sandwiches.
Our whole party was clam sandwich, balls, penis, poop stick.
And a limp peen,
a
I
limp
believe,
peen,
is the final
yes.
character.
Limp peen.
And we just, we played it for 2 seconds and just walked away and wanted someone else to enjoy
neither
that.
Neither of those things are desirable.
So did anybody, you saw more games. What else did you
see? I also saw City of Steam.
Yeah, you were there for a little while.
Yeah, I was there for an hour. It was okay. It was like a less fun version of Neverwinter.
It looked exactly like Neverwinter.
It's a small team, and it's okay.
Anybody else see any games besides Susie?
I saw nothing.
No.
No?
No.
Roger was on a mission today. He did not stop walking the whole time.
We were too preoccupied with cosplay interviews today. I was, too. I thought that was going to be the focus of the day, so I gave the 110% to that.
We did do a lot of cosplay interviews today.
Yeah.
So, and...
Do you remember the name of that ATV, like, DS game we played?
It wasn't ATV Fury, but yes, I remember that, and you beat the shit out of me in that game.
Yeah, you were really bad because you refused to believe that any other buttons besides A were worthwhile.
Well, the right trigger and the left trigger I assumed would be like a slide bumper, and every time I pulled it, I just went right over my handlebars. It was like that automatically happened when I hit the button, so I couldn't figure it out. But who do you remember who the listeners were who said that they wanted us to interview the hottest cosplayer they could find? Do you remember who that was?
Some jabron.
Well, they win Skyrim. Who is it?
Because they got it.
They got what they wanted. Who was that? Interview the hottest cosplayers. That was, I'm going to butcher your name, Aharmihu.
Aharmihu?
Yeah, that. Either way, we're going to need to get your email address because we can send you the code because it's a downloadable version of Skyrim. So
he could have meant hottest temperature-wise. I asked him that. He never responded.
Yeah, we didn't get pyro.
I wanted to know if he wanted, like, hottest looks-wise or hottest temperature-wise.
Well, he didn't respond because that's a stupid question.
What if her temperature was running cold?
Katamari was probably my favorite interview. She was a lot of fun.
The best was Katamari bombing the lollipop chainsaw on the very next interview.
Katamari photobombing the lollipop chainsaw interview was the best part of that interview.
I was from Roger trying to photobomb, and she photobombed Roger's photobomb. Because Roger was sneaking in to do something stupid, and she was like, I'm sneaking in before you.
And I'm giant and green and blue.
My head looks like a boombox.
She was great. She had a great sense of humor. Her and the Assassin's Creed interview were probably my favorite.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But you will see those. Those will be up on blastmagazine.com, and we'll probably put them on the
YouTube
page and all that stuff. And we're starting a YouTube channel.
YouTube!
Hopefully with all this PAX East stuff, because we have
a lot of
video.
We'll put the stuff on YouTube and then just link it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we're going to start an 8-bit channel.
You know?
So I don't know if Blast Magazine is going to start their own channel too or what, but we're starting our own, and we're going to have a lot of PAX East stuff. We had a Saints Row interview today. We saw that video, which I guess was the same interview you saw yesterday, right, Roger?
Yeah, it was the same thing.
Didn't mean to interrupt your yawn there. I'm sorry.
It was the same video. It was even the same, like, dialogue. He had the same script.
You sound mad at him.
I'm just telling you. You asked me if it was the same one, and I'm
you just
yes,
sounded mad,
it was.
That's all.
He's getting grumpy. It's past his bedtime.
It was the same script.
He is a bit grumpy. He was mad when we came back in the room.
Saints Row to Fort is still going to be awesome.
Does
I'm calling
look great.
The Fort, even if they don't. I don't care. If they don't, they're stupid.
You can't be stopped.
What else did you see, Francis?
I think I had one more. Oregon Trail, ATV.
Hey, we didn't try that freaking $10 burger. Oh, I
gotta have
that
burger like the size of that kid's head?
That thing looks stupid.
I gotta have that thing tomorrow. It's a whole pickle on top of it.
That thing looked awesome.
It just looks stupid.
I give that to that burger. I asked him if it was real.
It's a 1-pound burger.
I was like, is that real? He's like, yeah, it's right over there, too.
The Asian guy we saw was just like, yeah, I'm right there. Like, really? Yeah.
You played that game, Sleeper and Dogs?
No, he wasn't a real Asian. He was just an Asian kid.
Okay. Hawaiian?
He could have been anything. He was, but he was American.
Samoan.
Obviously. He was like, hey, how
the
you guys
rock?
Doing?
Was
baseball, apple
rock?
Pie.
Was it The Rock?
It doesn't matter.
All right, I think those were all the games I saw.
Doesn't
if I remember one,
matter
I'll,
what my
I'll
nationality
shout
is.
Go ahead.
All right.
I'm rich.
All right, so the other I saw The Last of Us. I saw Dead Island.
Did you
Riptide.
Play it?
What was The Last of Us? What was that line for? Did you get to play it or watch a game?
Play it.
Later?
It's a half hour. Half hour gameplay.
You got to play it then?
No, I got to watch somebody play it. I mean, I'd probably wait for it tomorrow and check it out. But it looks like you're fighting against like fungus people. That mushrooms
fungus
growing out of their
people.
Head.
Yeah, there was like weird
it
like video
looks,
of
it looks
things
okay.
growing fungus.
Yeah, it's like a zombie type game, but it's this certain kind of like fungus that. Gets in people's brains and like.
I mean, it looks pretty good.
Brains.
Like you have limited ammo. I mean, you have to resort to your knife and your fists and you know distracting people.
Did you only? I know there's a guy and like a younger girl.
There's a lady too.
I don't know what
the deal is.
Did you only control the one guy?
Yeah, you only control the guy from what I saw. Dead Island Riptide looks like Dead Island Riptide except more polished, which is
Dead
good.
Island Riptide looks like Dead Island Riptide.
What did I say?
That's exactly what he said.
Dead Island Riptide looks a lot like Dead Island, except more polished and a little more fun.
Yeah. That was my problem with
but
Dead Island.
Yeah, my number one problem with that game was the co-op and how you could pick your own mission. Hopefully they do it so you...
They should
one
rein
mission,
that in.
Like Borderlands 2, where you just one mission...
Well,
I have
their interview tomorrow, I will.
So, yeah, ask that question, please.
Rein it in.
Yeah, and then, so... And the number one thing I wanted to do today was see Elder Scrolls Online.
Which you did
which
wait
I did.
For 3.5 hours
I
in line for.
Don't tell me how long it was.
It was. We walked in. As soon as we walked in, that's right where you went.
10:20.
And then 1 o'clock when
dude,
Joe showed up.
1:30, yeah. You were still. You just said, I'm still there. 1:30.
10:20, I got in line.
And when we met.
He texted me at like 1:25.
Yeah, and that's when
and that's
when
I got my 3-minute warning that we were over.
All of 10?
So
all of 11?
1:05, I got
in
line. The Bethesda girls were pretty. There was some pretty cute Bethesda girls. So I guess Virginia grows them well. But
3 hours though,
was it worth it?
That's what
no
I want.
No game is worth sitting in line for 3 hours for.
Didn't we do that last year? We spent like 2 hours for like something. Was it Spec Ops?
Yeah, you guys were in line for Spec Ops.
Yeah, me and Susie sat there for 2 hours for that. I mean, it was a good game, but 2 hours.
Spec Ops: The Line was excellent, but what they showed me at PAX last year was not worth.
The game is not. It would not stand up to a show floor because it's an atmospheric game.
Yes,
you totally lose.
If you're just gonna show off, if you're just gonna show off the third person shooting, then other games do it better.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Year was akin to like the Jedi, the Knights of the Old Republic last year. Like it was just this big MMO.
Do you remember the Duke Nukem line too?
Yeah,
that was huge.
Yeah,
wasn't Old
Republic was last year, right?
Those Max Payne was bigger. Old Republic, yeah, but they just
line
had a
was
gameplay
huge
booth.
The whole time.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, it was one of those ones that was in the corner, and the line was wrapped around like the back.
I thought it was Max Payne.
Maybe I'm thinking of 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The show floor was like thick today. Right around noon, it was like the entire show floor, which is this enormous like show floor, shoulder to shoulder, the whole walk across.
Right. I hated it. So all the scrolls online, I'll just get right into it. They start you on a bridge. You hit K, you put your abilities in. So it's broken up by weapon. So if you're going to go sword and shield, there's skills for that. If you want to do destruction, it's not via your hands. You have to equip a staff to do destruction spells, and you have to equip a staff to do restoration spells.
What
for instance, is it third person?
It's third person, but when I zoomed in all the way, the girl was quick to go, "We'll be putting in first person, so don't worry about it." And I'm like, "Okay, thanks."
See, I always prefer those games in the third person, but they make it difficult to play.
In the third person because in Skyrim, you're not going to have dudes spawning behind you. I think that was what one of the developers said, because you'll have NPC guys running behind you, and then when you play Skyrim, everything spawns in front of you, so you walk and approach it. On this game, everything's going to be all around you, so you kind of want to keep it in third person.
What province did it take place in?
Daggerfall is where because they start off with Orc, Brenton, and Redguard, which is not the Ebonheart, not the Stormcloak. It's the Dragonheart Pact. So they start you up in the upper left.
Hold on, I want to know about this.
I know you do.
So they start you up in the upper left, and you can pick that, and they start you near Daggerfall. You can go into the city. But right, as soon as they put me in the bridge, I was going to go for the Elder Scrolls experience, because most MMOs today are, you have a quest hub, you go up to the guy with the exclamation point, you get your quest, and you go off. It's a condensed map, you know, it's held by the hands, you know, theme park sort of thing, so... But what happened in the Elder Scrolls demo was I just went and picked a direction.
I'm sorry, hold on. There's something going on while you're talking. I want to hear what you're talking
about. Wipe your
ass. I don't know.
Why is it green?
I put my hand on the table to hit some sound effects here, and I noticed I have this nasty brown fucking stain on my hand. I don't know what it is.
I know what it is.
From the bar?
Even if I wipe my ass, I wouldn't wipe my ass on the outside of my hand.
It would be green, hopefully.
I don't know what it is.
You know what?
It's disgusting.
You know what I was thinking of the whole time you were describing it was the Macho Man Randy Savage Skyrim mod. All I could hear was him going, "Yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah!"
The best part about that video is when they hear him in the background echoing like...
<Yes, echoing. laughs>
What is that?
And all of a sudden you just hear, "Running wild!"
And it echoes and they're like, "Oh, my God."
It was perfect. Whatever they used for the sound bites was perfect because it's in the distance and it's echoing.
It's just tower of power.
Power. Oh, yeah. And when he shoots the fire, he just goes, "Yeah!"
Yeah, it's that first beginning scene in Skyrim when you get away when the dragon attacks. So you're running around the building, you're running up the stairs, and the wall opens up, and Macho Man just sticks his head in. "Yeah!" Things burst on fire. Okay, if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, someone made a mod for Skyrim where all the dragons... were Macho Man Randy Savage.
His arms and head, and he's just like, "Oh, yeah."
All stretched out weird like a dragon. But when he says, "Yeah," and everything's on fire, it's hilarious.
"Yeah!"
It's good. The echoing beginning is the best, the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, you got to watch it just to experience you sit there and go through the whole beginning, so it's like this lull of like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, then people are talking, and you just hear it in the background.
Because they lay down the seriousness of the situation in the story, and then you're like,
comes in on
running what?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, like flapping above everybody. Oh, that's a timeless internet video. You go out and see that. So anyway, back to...
What are we talking about?
So again? I picked an orc dragon knight, which is the warrior, which everybody else apparently did. I probably should have picked another class, but... So, as I said before, you get a weapon swap. So, if you want to do destruction, it's not like in Skyrim where you can have a sword and a flame in one hand.
What was your race?
Orc. I did Orc. Okay. You know, Orc Warrior. Then you get the extra bonuses and stuff. But you won't be doing a sword in one hand and fireball in the other. You have to kind of switch to the staff and then switch back to whatever you want. And you get a hot swap like in Guild Wars. And you have a hot small bar like in Guild Wars, but it's action-oriented combat, so you click to attack like in Skyrim rather than hit the one button, which is awesome.
Can you shoot magic while still holding a weapon? Could I?
I didn't try that. I didn't find a staff in time or get an ability for it. So, but you know, it's just like Skyrim.
Wait, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, I got 20 minutes. So what I did, I just ran for the waterfall to see if anything was behind it. That wasn't the case. So I just picked a direction. Eventually, you'll stumble onto a quest.
Oh yeah!
you'll stumble onto a quest and help people out and do. It's a lot like Skyrim. It's open and you can go where you want in that sectioned off area.
As fearless in death as he was in life.
Next, the Nord and the Rags.
See, you don't know where a Macho Man is coming from.
Here it is again. Did you hear that?
I said, next prisoner.
To the block, prisoner. Nice and easy.
because I'm wild, yeah!
What in oblivion is that?
Sentries, what do you see?
It's in the clouds!
Snagged!
Yeah!
Legends be true.
Legends don't burn down villages.
Your excitement, step into a slim jail.
Just be true.
Yeah!
Night, farewell.
Do we have any other games that that you saw?
No, I think Elder Scrolls and Might and Magic 10 were the highlights of PAX so far. So.
For the entire PAX?
Yeah. I mean, everything else is pretty much sequels and stuff I don't really care about, so.
All right.
Like Black Flag. Well, there's Legend of Dungeon, which I haven't got a chance to play yet, but it looks pretty cool, so.
I was taken aback by the amount of Sword and Shield games this year. Like, just a lot of Dungeons. Like
well, last
like
year
Neverwinter,
was
there's a lot of games that are just like Neverwinter this year.
Yeah, they're
all...
Yeah, MMOs are moving towards action-oriented combat, free-to-play, rather
just
than...
Just give me a gun.
Really?
The League of Legends booth is huge.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. And, like, overbearing.
They had, like, 5 million people on concurrently.
Give me an FPS.
Did they?
Yeah, so that game is fucking huge.
I could, like, it was just... It was consistent. The crowd around League of Legends only got bigger throughout the day.
That game is massive. Like, you have no idea.
Like, people were cheering and screaming. They were showing stuff on the screen. I have no idea what's going on.
It's getting close to being about as big as StarCraft.
Makes me
Somebody
feel old.
Somebody actually fucking proposed at that booth.
Oh yeah,
weekend.
That's right.
That
I saw a Mario proposing to a princess today.
I think I was joking.
He saw an actual proposal.
It was a Super Mario, and he was on his knee to a princess. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think he was giving her a mushroom.
Tip a mushroom.
What
cloud?
Is that a euphemism for?
Giving him the tip.
Probably mushroom.
All right. Anything else? Anything else? We see anything else before we all pass out?
Can we talk about tits?
No.
Well.
Yeah.
We Morgan.
Yes,
you'll see it online.
We saw a lot of cosplay today. a lot of very pretty ladies we saw today.
And handsome men.
There was a lot of handsome men.
Who?
I don't know.
Dante?
The guy who was dressed up as the Gears of War dude was a handsome guy.
Mr. T. He was yesterday, though.
Mr. T, yeah. He was.
I mean, he's a handsome man.
He
Mr.
was
T
top.
Was a
Mr. T
man.
Was top shelf.
Man, was he sweaty.
He was a very sweaty man.
Still think you should interview Mr. T.
I don't know,
man. He was
man.
There. You can still get him tomorrow.
He seems overwhelming. I don't know. He's going to freak out on me.
The worst thing's going to happen.
That big black guy that always dresses up as Coltrane was there this year, but he was wearing orange, like,
just
Warhammer
think,
armor.
Just
right,
think
I
if you
him.
Interview
you
Mr. T tomorrow, no, you can play...
The Blood Angel? Yeah, I saw a picture of...
He's like orange. Like,
yeah, that's his red. Yeah.
That's what it is. Was it Warhammer?
Yeah, Warhammer 40K. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
If you interview Mr. T, you can underlay, like, the A-Team theme. Under
so that's going to make it worth it?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Well, if I interview him, do you think I should do it in character or him out of character?
No, it's
if you
be
interview
character.
Him, he should be in character.
He would never
be
out of
be
character.
Character.
I heard him talking to someone totally out of character. Like he was quiet and like reserved and it was
no,
weird.
Didn't. You heard
like
you
a normal person?
Yeah. It's not what I expected of Mr. T.
Well.
But he's a very energetic cosplayer. One of the more energetic ones.
You should do the whole interview based on your perception that he's actually Mr. T. And, like, when he's like, oh, so, like, did you come from Hollywood? Like,
should
how
I
do
ask
you find time in your schedule? And he'd be like,
you should ask him why
his still
cereal
keep in touch
was
with
so
Stallone.
Shitty.
Should ask him, does he still dial down the middle?
Like, study all the, like, actors' names from the A-Team and ask him about it and be like, so, do you see him anymore?
No, he wouldn't
Don't
have
use
any
their
answers.
Names.
It wouldn't be funny at all because he wouldn't have any answers.
What if he did have
It'd be
any
hilarious.
Answers.
What if he was
hilarious.
Like, oh, I ask
what
him all
he
the
just
time.
Made shit up? That
well,
could
then
be
that would be good, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll interview him tomorrow. I did. I worked my balls up enough to interview the Assassin's Creed chick and the who else? We got Assassin's Creed,
Katamari,
Lollipop
Chainsaw,
Katamari,
Ghostbusters, Creed, Ghostbuster, and then the girl with the weird dress and the dead mouse guy.
Oh yeah, a very elaborate dress. I don't remember what game she
was. Yes, that was a very elaborate costume.
That was
one girl was from Diablo, one of the angels I think or something.
Oh,
one girl with some
was,
weird dress.
What the fuck's the angel dude's name from Diablo?
Oh my God, Francis.
Or a drill or some kind of drill. Some kind of dead drill.
Adriel?
Some kind of drill.
Unreal.
All right, well, I think we're fading. And
unbelievable.
Everybody's
Asriel?
Pretty tired here.
No.
Do we have anything else we want to
no,
mention?
That's from Batteron.
I'm going to try to get in the Wild Star line tomorrow and maybe play a game I have no desire to play.
It's Sunday, so that's the day to do that.
Yeah.
So and the
day of
rest.
I might join you for that. Yeah. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Played Neverwinter yet?
Fuck it.
No.
Okay.
The line is always longer than I want to be in. I never have a very long attention span.
It's pretty quick compared to most of the lines. But
it depends on how many stations they have for people to sit down at. Because, again, the DuckTales line was never very long looking, but since it was just one game, the line took forever. But remember when we played Gears a couple years ago? Like, there was like 20 seats. And Far Cry 3, when Joe and I played Far Cry 3 last year, there were like almost 20 seats. So the line moved fairly quickly, even though it was long.
What she said.
I don't remember where I was going with that. But
things to do for tomorrow. What
That's
are we doing
right.
tomorrow?
Goodbye.
That's right.
Red meat and big tits.
Well, I get two interviews tomorrow. Riptide and Clay Entertainment. So we'll try to bang those out tomorrow soon. And anything else?
I don't think so.
No.
All right. Well, I guess that I don't know if we're going to be recording tomorrow night, which actually we're not going to be recording. I do know we're not going to be recording. So this is the end of our PAX East podcast, and I don't know. Fuck, I'm tired. It's been a really long day.
Yeah, let's go to sleep.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Talk about tits.